It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm sitting here in the middle of a building at 623 Smithfield Street in downtown Pittsburgh in what is known here, for the time being at least, as the Canadian Consulate. The consulate is in New York. That's its home base, but it is temporarily set up a one-week installment in Pittsburgh called Pop-Up Canada. Here to explain exactly what is going on and what Pop-Up Canada is Canadian Consul General John Prado. Mr. Consul General, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Paul. We're pleased to be here on your program.
Explain how you ended up being here in Pittsburgh and establishing, for at least a week anyway, a Canadian consulate right here in downtown Pittsburgh.
Sure. It's a very innovative concept that we're doing. We started with the view that this is a very dynamic, vibrant city. And we view Pittsburgh as having written the book on North American city renaissance. So what's happening here is exceptional. We wanted to bring the consulate, in essence, Canada, here for a full week of programming. So from Monday to Friday, we've developed this pop-up concept where we'll have programming from morning right till the evening. Some of it is open to the public because we encourage people to come in. We've got meetings with business leaders, community leaders, and political leaders. So during the course of the week, we will have different themes. For example, today we've had a theme on innovation within the energy sector. Both Pittsburgh being here close to the Marcellus and the Commonwealth benefiting from natural gas, and Canada being such a large exporter of oil, particularly to the United States, we're both endowed with natural resources. So today's session was bringing leaders here to understand the process of innovation and how it can help solve some of the challenges that we face in the natural resource sector. So the whole week is designed to bring families, political leaders, community leaders here to meet Canada and see all the things that we have to offer. We've partnered as well with some of our provinces, the province of Ontario, Quebec, and Alberta. They'll highlight some of the tourism opportunities that we have, and also the culinary and wine and spirits. And on top of that, Paul, I'm happy to tell you that we brought the Stanley Cup to Pittsburgh, albeit for one day. It was yesterday. And it was great to see young families here with their kids and dressed in mostly Penguin jerseys. But we did see some Flyer jerseys, which I was a little surprised. And it was great to see Lord Stanley's mug here being appreciated so much.
You know that the Stanley Cup is no stranger to Pittsburgh. The Penguins franchise has been very successful. And that might explain why people here in Pittsburgh really have an affinity for Canadians. Describe the response that you've gotten and how people in Pittsburgh have reacted to your presence here.
The response, Paul, has been much greater than we had expected. The flow within here from the general public has been strong all day yesterday, including today. So there's a genuine interest in learning much more about this incredible relationship between the Commonwealth and Canada. And it starts from the very basic point. We are the biggest buyers of goods made in Pennsylvania. So Canada is the biggest customer of goods in the Commonwealth. Let me put it into context. It's $23 billion in two-way trade between the Commonwealth and Canada. Canada buys more goods from Pennsylvania than the next four countries combined. There are approximately 22,000 people in the Commonwealth that work for Canadian companies directly. Here in Pittsburgh, 4,000 people work directly for Canadian companies. So there's a strong economic relationship. And the one stat that really counts for me is all this trade sounds really good, but ultimately it creates 315,000 plus jobs in the Commonwealth. So 315,000 people in the Commonwealth, their job is directly tied to Canada. And that creates prosperity for people in the Commonwealth, the city of Pittsburgh, and also for my country, Canada. So the fact that there's been a great reception here, I think, is based on the great ties between the Commonwealth and the city, and also the fact that, you know, we're very similar. We're very close to each other. City of Toronto, Pittsburgh, is less than a six-hour drive. City of Pittsburgh to Niagara Falls is 4.5 hours. Right? So we're close, and we have very much similar values here And I see it particularly in this part of the state or the Commonwealth relative to Canada. So it's been very positive.
Now, as people have seen the doorway, and it's clearly marked that this is a Canadian consulate or pop-up Canada anyway. So have you had any stragglers come in off the street and wonder what is going on here? And how would just the average person be treated just walking through the door unannounced without an appointment, especially if they wanted to see you, Mr. Consul General?
That's a very good question, Paul, and they would be treated with great Canadian hospitality. We would welcome them in, and we have, because they've seen, you know, the buzz about the Stanley Cup. And then once they've seen the buzz about the Stanley Cup, they've seen all the exhibits that we have here outlining what Canada is and the relationship between Canada and the Commonwealth. But if they were to see me, I would welcome them in and tell them all the great wines we have from the province of Ontario. I would tell them of all the tourism opportunities. And they also have the ability, if they're into sport fishing, there's a simulator here where you can see what it would feel like to hook a great Canadian fish, a pike or a bass or a steelhead. So there's a lot of fun things here. And we've designed it to balance the business, the political, plus the fun. That's why it's good for families, business leaders, and community leaders. But you'll always get great Canadian hospitality.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about Pop-Up Canada, which is on Smithfield Street for this week and this week only, and our conversation right now with the Consul General, John Prado. I would like to ask you this, Mr. Consul General. What should people know about Canada that doesn't involve hockey, maple syrup, the McKenzie Brothers, or beer?
There's much more to know about Canada. We are an incredibly diverse country, geographic. So you've got everything you could possibly want. You've got great cities in Canada, leading cities, and you've got great outdoors. So you can enjoy everything that a country could potentially offer, plus great cuisine.
Speaking for the country of Canada, as the Consul General, tell us what Canadians know about Pittsburgh besides the Penguins, Cromanti's sandwiches, the Steelers, steel, and natural resources.
Let me tell you, Paul, everything you've mentioned, Canadians know exceptionally well. They're big fans of your sport teams. In fact, I would say in my part of Canada, Toronto, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the number one NFL team. Close second would be the Bills. And Pittsburgh Penguin fans, the ambassador was here yesterday, and he was telling me that over half of the embassy, so over half of the staff at the embassy, are all Pittsburgh Penguin fans. And it goes beyond just Sidney Crosby and beyond Mario Lemieux. It goes back to the Apps, and it goes back to Pronovo. So there's a great, and Rick Kehoe. And I know it as the Igloo, so the old arena. But there's something else that we know, in that there's a lot of Canadians that come here for tourism purposes. So there's roughly 2 million Canadians that travel to the Commonwealth, and many of them come to Pittsburgh. So they see Pittsburgh as a dynamic, vibrant city, whether it's on the cultural front or some of the outdoor things you can do just outside the city. So there's a lot more that Canadians know, and that's why you get approximately 2 million Canadians coming here every single year.
What are the things that you would like to see happen in the future as these outreach efforts continue? Right now, the consulate, the Canadian consulate in New York, handles relations with 5 states, including Pennsylvania. Are you looking to broaden that? What are the plans for the future?
That's a very good question, Paul. So let me start with one specific fact. We have opened up a permanent presence office here that is staffed by a local individual, Ana Maria Rodriguez. So she's based full-time in Pittsburgh, a trade commissioner that's looking at opportunities between businesses in Pittsburgh area and also Canada. So we've made a commitment to Pittsburgh. It's a new position for us. And that's really a reflection of where we view Pittsburgh today, a very vibrant economic city. You've got your transition to a brain economy has been incredible. Whether you call it the med-ed economy, I tend to look at it as the brain economy. And you've done that exceptionally well. So that's why we've got a permanent presence office here. What I'd like to see much more in tangible results is you take a look at the oil sands, for example. There are well over 2,000 American companies that are tied directly and indirectly in supplying Canada's oil sands. There are 70 in the Commonwealth. I would like to see that number grow and expand significantly. It'll create more jobs. It'll create more prosperity for this area. And really, the things that we need there are the things that you do well. And they fall in three buckets. The first bucket is manufacturing. Second bucket would be engineering. And you know the strength of Pittsburgh when it comes to engineering. You've got two of the best universities, or three, the best universities around in that particular field. And the third area is environmental. And when we talk about environmental, we talk about water remediation, water treatment, land reclamation, land remediation, lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Those are the things that this area does exceptionally well. So I'd like to see greater opportunity for local companies creating local employment in Canada's energy sector, particularly the oil sands. And a further point is, the more we know about each other, the more we can strengthen that already strong relationship. I'd like to see it go to a different level. Things aren't static. Relationships are never static. They're dynamic. So while they're strong, we constantly have to work to make them even stronger.
You mentioned oil, and we've also talked about fracking within this conversation. There are environmentalists who are very concerned about oil sands, about the tar sands that might come through the Keystone XL pipeline out of Alberta. There are obviously many people in this area who are concerned about fracking and what that might be doing to the environment, and asking the questions about whether that might be adversely affecting the air and the water. What can we learn from Canada about how the concerns of the environmentalists there are handled, and what is being done to mitigate the effects of fossil fuels on the environment, which is very pristine in a lot of Canada?
You're right. We take the environment serious. We're Canadian. We identify with the land. It's an important subject. When we talk about energy, we talk about energy and the environment. So it's a serious matter for us. And I'll start with one basic issue or concept. Both our countries take it seriously. We are both aligned to the same goals. So that's a 17% reduction by 2020 off of a base year of 2005. So this comes out of the Cancun-Copenhagen Accord. Both governments are on the same page, and we both have made incredible progress. And we made progress by working together. So whether it was on the light vehicle emission standards, or now we're applying it to heavy-duty vehicles, and on the light we're going to make further reductions going forward, we're working hard on it. When you take a look at what Canada has done on renewables, our electricity supply, 64% hydro, clean, non-greenhouse gas emitting, renewable. If you combine it with wind and you combine it with nuclear, we are already roughly 78% of our electricity is clean, non-greenhouse gas emitting. And that's a big progress for us. Our coal usage in Canada is just under 11%, and it's moving lower. You take the province of Ontario, for example, they'll be completely out of coal by 2014. Coal will no longer play a role. So we take the environment very seriously. We're going to look to innovation to solve many of the challenges. For example, within the oil sands, we've made great progress. 20% reduction in the intensity per barrel of greenhouse gas emission since the 1990s, and we're going to continue making further inroads. So we're all environmentalists. I want clean water, I want clean air, and I want to live in a civil society. And we're going to use technology, and we're going to make the choices that we have to make. And we've done it already, for example, in vehicle standards, vehicle emission standards, and we will continue to work closely together, because there's one thing that is very clear on the environment, Paul, and that is it doesn't respect man-made borders. And that's why we have to work closely together.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, Mr. Consul General, and I want to thank you again for not only appearing on Essential Pittsburgh, but for being here in the city of Pittsburgh for this week. We've been talking with Canadian Consul General John Prado, who normally works out of New York City, but you're in Pittsburgh. You're an honorary Pittsburgher this week, and we thank you for your time here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, and I can guarantee you I'm coming back here a lot more often just for some fun.
Coming up, more Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.